New idea. Not really. Could tell you all about it. No, Venus is in like retrograde, and this is all
wiggly.
To do with the moon and the stars and the universe.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we've been in it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and everything's been going haywire, if you've been feeling that way, because I absolutely do. Look at my eyes. They are bloodshot.
Just
what is going on? It actually finishes on Friday.
Yeah, just things
nearly there.
Out of the ordinary that have been happening over the last while.
Yes.
Can we put that on hold for now? We're getting a call through on 1327 10. Triple M, who's this?
It's Billy speaking.
Hey, Billy.
Billy the goat guy, Billy?
Correct.
Yes!
Get out of here.
Now, just for everyone else who may not have known, we had Gwen ring up wanting to get rid of some goats accidentally. She was supposed to call, like, one of her friends. Then Billy heard the call and is taking the goats. What's happened, mate?
Righto, so it was our son, Tony, that heard the call.
Yeah.
And he phoned me, who iPhone use people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you put us in contact with Gwen.
Yep.
I give Gwen a call straight away. When I sorted out a trailer and that, we went down on Saturday to pick up the livestock.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Did you take the sheep as well? She added that in at the end.
Righto. Well, I ended up with two little weathers, little billy goats, three and a half months old fellas. A ewe. One of the sheep.
This is great.
And a gander.
Oh, a male duck.
A male goose.
Oh, see, I thought you said panda. I was like, what did I say?
Duck and goose, yes. Male goose, the gander.
Hey, Billy, we've still been giggling because we couldn't believe that the guy that wanted the goats was called Billy.
That's
Billy Goat Gruff rang the show.
Serendipitous there.
Yes, we loved it.
But I've got to ask, Billy, do they have names already, or do you get to name them?
No, we did name them. We called the goose Goosey.
Goosey?
Gander.
Yeah.
And we named the sheep Gwen.
Gwen!
Beautiful.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And was Gwen as lovely as she sounded?
She was. We spent a lot of time there with her.
Did you have a cup of tea?
We did.
Oh,
we had scones and all.
Scones and tea.
Oh, I love
and
this
a livestock
so
exchange. I mean, hey, for one phone call, that's not too bad, is it?
It's an accidental phone call, too, to start with.
Well done, Billy.
Yes.
Next wrong phone call we get, make sure your son's listening, because you never know who's going to call and what they're going to call about, all right?
Yeah, well, he's on to use people every day.
Oh, good. Well, you stay in touch with us, Billy.
Right, not a problem.
And just before you go, Billy.
Hear you. Someone's hungry.
No, I do believe there was a skim off the top of this deal. We were to receive some sort of goat's cheese or goat's milk or something like that. Billy, are you going to deliver?
We will eventually, yes.
Yeah, eventually. There's fine. We just want to taste test it for fun.
There's a bit of a story about that, but I won't go into that on air.
Oh, that's for next time, okay.
Oh, dear. An off-air story. We'll share it with you later.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Thanks, Ian Pinky.
For breakfast.